Come on, a couple minutes.
No, no. No. Yes.
Mentioned yesterday a mitzvah of feasting before fasting. The mitzvah of achila, Erev Yom Kippur, and that the Gemara points out that it's one interpretation of the curious language in the Chumash. It sounds like you're being misana b'chi. And we said yesterday, either misana b'chi means you're actually misana at the end of the Shi, or you start fasting at the end of the ninth, and that's Tosefes Yom Kippur, or it means there's a mitzvah throughout Tishri not to fast but to eat. The Torah is describing it as fasting, which at first seems very counterintuitive. Gemara says, well, if you're ochel b'chi, the Torah Rosh will consider it as though you were misane b'chi vasi. It's not a mitzvah of fasting, but it counts like a mitzvah of fasting, which again might mean that it's a mechazdei Hashem, that you'll get sort of like a bonus, even though it's an easy mitzvah. But the cheshbon of schar lufum tzar agar will be as though it was a difficult mitzvah. You'll get schar as though you were doing the difficult mitzvah of fasting, as opposed to the easy mitzvah of eating. Alternatively, particularly according to Rashi, who understand that the mitzvah is the mitzvah of fasting, of eating Erev Yom Kippur, Achilah b'Erev Yom Kippur is a mitzvah of hachana for the tanis. So it might be part and parcel of the mitzvah's tanis. As a matter of fact, the Sheiltos is a statement from one of the Gaonim, probably the first post-Talmudic halachic sefer. First, as opposed to just the Savarim, we're working on the language of the Gemara, polishing the language of the Gemara, but the Sheiltos is a freestanding sefer, one of the Gaonim. The other Gaonim who also wrote the freestanding Svarim, his is likely the first freestanding, wide-ranging halacha sefer. That's certainly one that's not al-Seder ha-Gemara. And what he has is for every parsha, he'll take a couple of topics, and a couple of mitzvahs, a couple of dinim, and discuss them thoroughly. The sefer was some joke that the sefer was really created by the Netziv. It wasn't really created by the Netziv, it was certainly rediscovered and popularized by the Netziv. Sheiltos is a closed book and not all well known. And the Netziv invested many years of his life into writing lengthy perushim on Sfarim that ancient Sfarim that had fallen into disuse. So the story that you know about the Netziv, one of the shoes. And he says, I wouldn't have known that I could be a Talmud Chacham. I've gone through life otherwise. Come to Shemayim and said, where's your sefer in the Sheiltos? I would have said, what's the Sheiltos? It wasn't even a known thing. But the Sheiltos, and Siv points out in his Hamik She'ela, which is his sefer on the Sheiltos, the Sheiltos seems to have different gears than the Gemara. Not just Kala Ocha B'chi, but Kala Ocha B'chi U'mis Ane Ba'asiri. If you eat on the 9th and fast on the 10th, then it's ki'ilu, you fast on both the 9th and 10th. The same point is that means it's a package deal. And this idea of Rashi, it's achana, taken to the next level. If you end up not fasting, so then there's no mitzvah of eating. It's not a freestanding mitzvah at all. It's not only the rationale of the achila b'Erev Yom Kippur mitzvah achana, but it's actually... It's not a freestanding mitzvah, even conceptually. It's an add-on. It's an enhancing aspect. It's an augmentation of the mitzvah of fasting. If you fast, that's a mitzvah of fasting on the 10th. If you not only fast, but you eat the day before, that expands the mitzvah of the fasting. Now it's a bigger mitzvah. Now, Chorim discussed different situations. Number one is, say, if a fellow knows in advance, and for health reasons, he's going to have to eat. A fellow is a diabetic, and he knows in advance, given the state of his diabetes, he knows for sure he's going to have to eat over the course of Yom Kippur. It's not a shayla. Sometimes this, sometimes not. Every case is different. Obviously, you have to engage expert medical advice. Say, a fellow knows that for health reasons, he's definitely going to be eating over the course of Yom Kippur. Significantly. He's not being misunderstood. That's a din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects him to eat on Yom Kippur. So the question is there? We have to eat on Yom Kippur anyhow, but is there a mitzvah to eat per se, a mitzvah to eat on Yom Kippur? Rabbi Kiva Eger, I believe, is one who has a fascinating shu of a very strange scenario. A young woman who... very religious woman, who was under medical treatment, and really it sounds like she was what we would call vitamins. She was only supposed to be eating medications and vitamins. And the doctors felt it was incredibly unhealthy for her to be eating normal food. Must have had some sort of digestive issue. But she was very insistent. Erev Yom Kippur, she has to eat. The mitzvah achila be Erev Yom Kippur. So the Kiva gets the shayla, like, what do we do? What do we do? So Rabbi Kiva Eger, the chew is a blend of psychological insight, truly healthy anava, and lumps. He says that if the doctor says she should not be eating, she should not be eating. He says, but I hear the problem. She has a misguided sense of chassidus, a misguided sense that she wants to go, wants to be as firm as she can. Doesn't realize that in this case to be firm would be not to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. So he says, tell her that she's supposed to eat. He tells her that she should not eat regular food in Erev Yom Kippur. If she doesn't listen, then he said, you have to go with two gabbayim and say that Rabbi Akiva Eger, Hatke Paskin, that you are not supposed to eat today. Like you're going to lay it on thick. He understood. He didn't. Wasn't a person of inflated ego, wasn't interested in pushing himself, but he realized, in this case, it was his girl needs. He understood, obviously, that would be effective. That's what you're going to do. Then he says, by the way, you raise an interesting question in general. In this case, it's a foregone conclusion. It's obviously, this young woman should not eat an Erev Yom Kippur because it's against medical advice. He says, I wonder in general, is there a mitzvah chil be'Erev Yom Kippur for women? It's a mitzvah say shazman grabba. So there are many mitzvahs around Grubba where the Gemara says we have a specific drasha to tell you women are chayavos. Matzah and Sipritzias Mitzrayim and so on and so forth. The Gemara talks about Megillah and Ner Chanukah, the Abrakosas as exceptions. We never hear anything about Achil Be'er Yom Kippur being an exception. So should I say, look, there's a mitzvah say, Zman Grama, Nashim Peturos. They probably don't want to eat something if they're fasting. But does she really have a mitzvah to eat? So Rabbi Kiva Eger raised an interesting question. In the case where she's healthy, and she could eat, does she need to? So that may depend on this question. But if you see Achil Ben Yom Kippur not as a freestanding mitzvah of miasmo, but as an aspect of the mitzvah's tanis does apply to women, in that case the mitzvah achila would apply as well. Now, how else could one understand the mitzvah achila of Erev Yom Kippur other than the way Rashi the Rosh presented that it's a mitzvah achana for the tainus? Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yonah has in Shari Tshuva three approaches. One approach is similar to Rashi. He says you need to eat so you have strength to do tshuva tomorrow. Not just your strength to fast, but given that you're fasting tomorrow, you need to eat so you have strength to do tshuva. Interesting. And then he says, maybe it's Suda Santa. We were talking the other day, Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Gimel Lachavav, he says, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are not Yimei Simcha Yaseira. Not days of overwhelming Simcha. There's no hal, but there are days of Simcha. That's why we possibly like the Goan who held that one's not supposed to fast a Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur, we do fast, but really we ought to have a Yontov Suda. We ought to have the Yontov Suda. So instead of Yontov Suda in advance, beforehand. That's the Yontov, that's approach number two. Then he says approach number three, I don't remember if he presents them in this order, but I believe he does. He says maybe it's like this. He says, sometimes shuls make mortgage burning parties. I don't think it says companies used to be, but once upon a time, decades ago, when the shul, you took out a loan, the shul took out a loan in order to build a building, and they've been paying off every month. That's a, shul paying off means that members have to pay it off. That's a significant cost. And finally, after X number of years, 30 years or however long the mortgage is, finally make your last payment, the loan is repaid. We're no longer going to have to make that monthly payment to the bank, because that's a tremendous all off of everyone's shoulders. An individual family buys a house, you have a mortgage, and eventually one hopes at some point you're done paying your mortgage. The shul, but sometimes when it's communal, so shuls, once in a time, you get the documents, and you pay off your chov. The malva gives a loan to the shtaros. Once upon a time, there was a more prevalent in America, the shul would have like a ceremony. They make, the next dinner, and make a suda brach. It really made a big deal. People, very significant financial difference members, they would publicly burn the mortgage documents. So, Baruch Hashem, it's finally off our shoulders. Rabbeinu seems to say that's perhaps the third approach to Achil B'Erev Yom Kippur. He says, if you really care about your Averus, if you really feel bad about the Averus, it's a gewalt. You've been schlepping this along for so long. Now finally, Yom Kippur's coming. Yom Achil Aslicha. It's almost time to get rid of my Averus. You're so excited to throw a party, an Averus burning party. Now I should note two things. Number one, the Mordechai seems to say this as well. He quotes a Medrash of a whole story about a fisherman who buys the last fish in the market, and the local baron lost out on the fish, and he gets called into the baron's palace. Mechutzef, who do you think you are to chop the fish that my staff wanted to buy? He says, no, I wasn't trying to be mechutzef. It's just that today is Yom Slicha Mechila. That's why it's very important that we make a suda. But I didn't mean any disrespect. That description, the Mordechai quotes, seems to line with this last approach to the Rebbeinu Yonah. Moreover, I'll leave you with this. Maybe Rebbeinu Yonah l'shitaso, because there's a machlokes Rambam Rebbeinu Yonah whether there's one mitzvah of tshuva, two mitzvahs of tshuva. Rambam says it's a mitzvah of tshuva, and he says it applies particularly, its particular application, particular poignancy during the Yom Kippur season. But it's the same mitzvah. Rebbeinu Yonah says no. There's a mitzvah of tshuva all year long, but lefnei Hashem titaru, which is a difficult pasuk to define, different shams to find different ways. Rebbeinu Yonah says lefnei Hashem titaru is a mitzvah, but not a mitzvah to go to mikvah, like Rebbeinu says, it's a mitzvah to cleanse myself of my averus. A specific second mitzvah, in addition to the general mitzvah of tshuva all year long, the mitzvah of tshuva on Yom Kippur. So it could be, Rebbeinu Yonah shitaso, the special mitzvah, maybe has special rules. So we know that tshuva always involves an element of charata. It's rooted in the fact that I regret what happened. But normally, charata is only expressed the machshava of a dibur. I feel bad, and I'm misvada. It could be for tshuvas Yom Kippur, you need not only charata the machshava of a dibur, but even charata the maisa. How do you have a maisa charata? How do you physically express how bad you feel? So one way is that tomorrow will be different. Okay, if you start acting differently, that's the best physical expression of your charata. But how can I right now on Yom Kippur express my physical charata? Yom Kippur season. That's what Rebbeinu Yonah is saying. The suda, that third approach, the suda is a physical expression. It's a maisa charata. I'm showing, I'm acting out how badly I feel. So I really regret my chatoim. If I really regret my chatoim, if it's really all on my head, then the fact that I'm at the finish line, I'm about to throw that bears off, I'm about to get rid of them in Yom Kippur, that's cause for celebration. And that seems to be Rebbeinu Yonah shitaso. These are the different ideas that will go into the way Mitzvah Shem we're going to keep perhaps tonight, concerning tomorrow, a mitzvah of eating. And a mitzvah of eating for Rashi is only mitzvah to eat. But if once you said Rebbeinu Yonah, it's mitzvah to have a suda, not just to eat, but to make sure to have a suda as well. That's the idea of the suda mafsakas. Enjoy your lunch. Thank you.